people disagree over whether Obama, Clinton, or McCain is the dream candidate, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised that all three of them have been making cameo appearances in many people's dreams. A new blog project, The Metaphysical Pole, publishes some of those dreams about the candidates. And with me now is Sheila Hetty, writer and Metaphysical Pole founder. And we have a link to her blogs posted on our show page at WNYC.org if you want to check them out while you're listening. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How many dream submissions have you received so far?
About 400, and maybe half of those or fewer than half are on the site so far.
How have most people heard about this?
I have no idea.
We heard about it from a short piece in The New Yorker a few weeks ago. Did that lead to a spike?
It's really hard to tell if it led to a spike because the program that I'm using doesn't tell you how many visitors you're getting. It's Blogger. You know, that's not one of their applications. So,
uh-huh.
But yeah, I did get more dreams. I did get more dreams during that week, I think.
Have you noticed certain trends among all the dreams that have been submitted?
Well, it's hard to say. There have been so many. One of the trends is that after people have the dream, they feel differently about the candidates. That's pretty much across the board.
Really? In what way do they feel differently, positively or negatively?
Well, usually positively, especially if it's been an erotic dream, then they tend to feel more positively towards the candidate. And a lot of the people that are dreaming seem to be on the fence, and then they have their dream, and then they wake up and they feel that, you know, it's moved them in one direction or the other.
So there are a fair number of people having erotic dreams about these candidates? All three
mostly
of them?
Mostly about Barack, but yeah, a little about all three.
Well, there seem to be fewer John McCain dreams on the site. Should I read anything into that?
Well, I think most of the press that the site has gotten has been in the more liberal media. So, but maybe he's actually being dreamed about less. I'm not sure.
Of course, some people might see him as a nightmare to a Rush Limbaugh or an Ann Coulter as well as to liberals.
Right.
Are many of these dreams nightmares?
No, often they're comforting on some level or bizarre, but there haven't been a lot of nightmares.
And what about anxiety dreams?
Yeah, definitely anxiety dreams.
I went to a political rally and I went to the wrong one or something like that?
No, they're in college and their teacher is Barack Obama or something, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I took a few of the dreams off of the website. And
okay.
Can I read a little bit?
Yes.
I'm going to read from the Obama dream first. It's from a 43-year-old male technical writer who says he's supporting Barack. He says, I was at a resort. There was a building we all passed through to get to the beach. Barack Obama was there greeting the guests of the resort as we came in. He walked with me a few steps and made sure I had towels and a drink before going out on the beach. I relaxed for a while, then decided to shower there. I returned to the building where a friendly and helpful Barack showed me to an empty shower. I showered. And then he says that led him to feeling more relaxed, and I guess that led him to become a supporter of Barack Obama. I don't know whether Barack Obama would be all that pleased to know that that's the reason this guy's supporting him, but I guess you take a vote any way you can.
Yeah, you never know why somebody's really supporting you or why you're supporting somebody.
There's a McCain dream from a mother of three and Democrat in Pennsylvania. She said, I saw John McCain in a totally bombed-out building standing in the rubble. He bent down, then stood back up and beamed at me and said, hey, look, I found a penny.
I had no idea what to make of that one.
Do you try to analyze these dreams?
No, because I'm so busy just making the site that I haven't stopped to analyze them. But when I think about that one, I can't put anything much to it.
Well, you have to wonder what Sigmund Freud would have thought if he had put together this site.
What do you think he would have thought of the penny one?
I don't know. I think I probably would have read something totally differently into it if he had found a euro or something of real value.
Yeah.
How did you get the idea to do this in the first place?
A friend of mine sent me a Hillary dream she'd had, and also I guess that it was maybe sort of a project. My boyfriend's an American and obsessed with politics, and I thought it would be a funny kind of present for him, and just something interesting to do to, you know. Just to see what would come up.
Your boyfriend's an American? You're not?
I'm not. And the friend that had the dream is also an American. There's a lot of Americans here in Toronto.
Oh, this is a Canadian-American project.
That's right.
Do you publish all the dreams that are submitted?
I don't, because there's just simply not enough time to. But eventually they'll all be up, I think.
I don't know whether the candidates have staff psychologists. They often have speech writers and all sorts of people suggesting policy. But I wonder if anybody on their staff is reading this blog. Maybe these dreams will give them some insight into how voters are feeling about them.
Yeah, you'd think so, but I'm not sure what exactly the insight would be, but surely, I'm not sure.
Well, go ahead.
CNN has called a couple of times to talk about the dream websites, and I've never gone on, but I thought that it was such a strange place that as though it actually has very sincere political import, which maybe it does, I don't know.
Do you think this would work with Canadian politicians?
I doubt Canadian politicians are as dreamed about. There's not as much press about them. I actually get more press about the American candidates than I ever do about any Canadian candidates running for prime minister.
Well, you could dream about separation if you're dreaming about one of the Quebecois candidates.
Yeah, I would dream about Montreal if I dreamed about the country.
Well, and Margaret Trudeau, people used to dream about her, didn't they?
I'm sure.
That was before you were old enough to vote.
Right.
So do you ever dream about any of the American candidates?
I had a Barack dream, I did, after doing the site for a while. And it was a kind of special thing. He wanted to have an affair with me, and I turned him down, but I was skeptical about my choice because I thought, oh, how often does this opportunity come along? But it was really strange to me because I thought, if he's a philanderer, why don't I know about that? Why isn't that in the press, you know? So it was a confusing dream.
If listeners want to submit their own dreams about the candidates to the website, where should they go? Well,
they can go to our show page
at WNYC.org because we have a link to your website. But if they don't want to do that, where should they go?
They should go to the website metaphysicalpoll.com, and then there's various email addresses they can send the dreams to, and that would be great.
And the dreams that I didn't read all of the Barack Obama dream, and I also had a Hillary dream, which was quite partisan, and so we left it out because we didn't want to be accused of the same sort of thing that Saturday Night Live has been accused of. But do these dreams tend to be fairly long?
No, some of them are a couple sentences.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. Sheila Hetty, H-E-T-I. She's a writer and the Metaphysical Poll founder. And you, as I said, you can find a link to her blogs posted on our show page at WNYC.org.